The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. St. John of the Cross, the mystical doctor of the Church, he offers this mysterious line in his work, The Ascent of Mount Carmel. He says, "To reach satisfaction in all, desire satisfaction in nothing." If you want to find enjoyment in everything, don't desire it, don't seek it in anything. How can that be? Right? He says, if our heart's first desire is on the Lord, then we'll find the enjoyment in all things as we ought. I remember when I got out of the seminary, and I'd been ordained for about 2 years, and because I'd been in Italy the choice of beverage is typically wine. I had not had a single beer in like 10 years. And I was at some gathering at a parishioner's house. There was a barbecue. And I remember the host said, "Oh, Father, you want a beer?" I said, "Oh, sure, you know, that'd be great." And I remember it was a Corona. And I you know, it was opened up for me, and I took a sip. I go, "Oh, my gosh. Lord, you're amazing." I mean, I thought I was going to go into ecstasy. It was so delightful. And it was interesting because I was like, "Lord, that you would give this satisfaction to man. That you would make wheat or barley and that we could take something like that and have something so pleasurable on the natural level. Like, Lord, you're so good to us." And in that moment, it was this little revelation. It's like he was saying, you could find that delight in everything if your heart was totally centered on me. If you weren't seeking delight in anything. St. John Paul II, I remember when he said this about marital intimacy, it was revolutionary. He said if couples, if their union, their marital intimacy was what God intended it to be, it would lead them to union with God. It would be more pleasurable, more beautiful, more loving than couples could imagine. If they were seeking in their marital intimacy to give glory to God in and through it. They could come to greater holiness through marital intimacy. Our Lord says in the Gospel today, these disciples come back. Now you can imagine if you were them and you went out and you saw some guy foaming at the mouth rolling around on the ground or some kid throwing himself into fire and you knew that he was possessed and you said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever demon is in you, I command you to leave." And all of a sudden the kid came out of the fire and he was returned to normal. You just go, "Oh my gosh, that's amazing." And our Lord says to these disciples, he says, "Don't rejoice that you have authority over demons. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Rejoice in God. Don't rejoice in the gift. Rejoice in the giver of the gift. And then the gift will become so incredibly enjoyable. My brothers and sisters, every day of our lives, without realizing it, we set our heart on creation. We go, man, I'd love to have a nice juicy burger for lunch. Right? I can't wait to get home and have a glass of wine. I've been desiring that wine for, I've saved it for a year. Somebody said to me recently, man, Father, I had this ideal vacation. It was all planned out. I couldn't wait to go. I was waiting. And Father, I was so disappointed from it. Because you were seeking to find such satisfaction in the vacation. If you were seeking satisfaction in God, that vacation probably would have been incredible. Because in and through it, you would have encountered God like never before. Our Blessed Mother Mary said, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And her spirit only rejoiced in God. And then her spirit could rejoice in everything because she saw God in everything, even the cross. Let's ask our Lord for a great grace today that our hearts might have one desire, and that is to rejoice in Him alone so that we can learn to rejoice in everything as He desires.